Going back to the 2020 election, the big lie, there have been complaints by a lot of people that the Capitol insurrectionists who have been charged and convicted haven't really received any serious penalties for their crimes. Well, that's now changed, and yes, it's another moment of pride for New Jersey. Scott Fairlane, who was caught on video storming the U.S. Capitol, later punching a police officer in the face on that day, was sentenced this past Wednesday to more than 3 years in federal prison, which at least so far is the biggest, most severe punishment any insurrectionist has faced yet. Fairlane was indicted earlier this year on about a dozen charges, but he pleaded guilty this past August to one count of obstruction, one count of assaulting a police officer. Prosecutors had been seeking a 44-month prison sentence, noting that Fairlane showed, quote, an absolute disregard for the rule of law, coupled with a willingness to incite and engage in violence. As I said, there was video evidence showing Fairlane climbing the scaffolding on the Capitol grounds, posted a video on top of the structure where he yelled, "We ain't bleepin' leaving either, we ain't bleepin' leaving." That's what prosecutors said was inciting the crowd. Apparently the judge bought that one. After that, surveillance video showed Fairlane as one of the first individuals to reach the Capitol. "Hey, I won. No, you didn't. Entered in about 30 seconds after the Senate wing door was kicked open by the insurrectionists who had just smashed through the windows. Once inside, Fairlane started insulting law enforcement, later punched the officer who was defending the Capitol. Fairlane had told federal authorities in recent interviews he'd been duped by the social media that he had consumed prior to the riot, was deeply regretful for his conduct on January 6th. He stated that he felt great shame over his conduct on January 6th, when he was before the judge on Wednesday. Fairlane, whose dad, by the way, was a decorated state trooper, brother served as a Secret Service agent, once led Michelle Obama's security detail, again expressed regret, took responsibilities for his actions, saying, "This is not Scott Fairlane." Spoke about 10 minutes, he said, "This is not who I am. This is not who I was raised to be. I truly regret my actions that day. I have nothing but remorse. Welcome back to reality, Scott. I know it was a rough ride back, but hey, who knows? Maybe Marjorie Taylor Greene and Matt Gaetz will visit you in prison." Nah, actually, I hope not. They might try to kidnap him, take him back to Trump Island.